Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, DZ, this one today has to do with the movies.
Okay.
I want to know, what are you eating at the movies? Is it popcorn? Is it candy? Is it a chicken wing in your purse? What is it?
Chicken wing in your
purse. Tell me everything, because I've seen it all snuck into the movies, people. I've seen it all. You know what I'm talking about. I've seen a ranch bottle pulled out. I've seen soda cans pulled out at the movies. I've seen it all.
Four course meals, entire picnics. We have seen it all at the movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
People always ask me what I eat because of my diet, you know, because I lost 150 pounds.
Yeah.
And I've maintained it for 5 years. And so I eat hot dogs with no bun.
Makes sense.
I get two.
Two glizzies.
I give the buns to my kids. And then I have a little bit of popcorn because I can have a little bit of, not a lot, a little bit of popcorn. And sometimes I have a sweet treat in my purse. That's allowed.
A little keto something.
And a Diet Dr. Pepper, since Marcus only has Pepsi. Damn it.
Ah, yeah, you're sneaking on in.
Yeah, not a Diet Pepsi girl. Go with the Diet Dr. Pepper.
A lot of these theater spots, they got full restaurants where they'll bring you an entire meal. So it's like you could eat anything.
I've had wings and a salad at Zaffiro's while watching a movie multiple times. Like, I full on had the chicken wings while I'm eating that I bought from Zaffiro's.
An entire pizza and some wedge fries. Talking about yum. I'm watching Black Panther right now. This is amazing.
The world's different for sure.
All that being said, I don't really like to eat at the movie theater.
Oh, you know what? Do you eat when you watch TV?
I mean,
do you snack?
If we're doing dinner, but no, I really don't. I'd rather drink something. I'm a slushy guy. I'll chew on ice.
Oh, you like ices and stuff. Hudson loves to get an icy at the movies. That's his jam. He's like, can I have an icy? And I'm like, ugh,
I'm an icy guy. Listen, yeah. My wife, she gets the popcorn, she might get the snacks, whatever, whatever. And I might take a little bit of hers, but if I'm solo dolo at the movies, which I never am, I'm getting an icy. I'm probably not even getting no popcorn or nothing.
Oh my gosh, you don't eat. I'm shocked by this. DZ doesn't eat at the movies, you guys. This is a new take. But there's people like you, and you know what? That's probably somebody who didn't grow up eating at the movie theater, right?
I just didn't grow up going to the movie theater.
Same thing. So like you don't have that association. So no. You don't need to eat. But a lot of us, that was part of the experience, was the eating. So yep. Sometimes I don't even want to go without the food. Tell me I can't
wow.
go.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Dog, no.
That, I want the food. I missed,
that entire concept is missed to me. I could watch a movie and not drink, eat a thing, but I prefer to drink or have a little icy as like my treat, if you right. will, when I'm at the movies.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well now I'm curious what everybody else is eating or drinking at the movies. That's the question of the day. What are you eating? Is it popcorn? Is it candy? Is it nothing? We just
Why are you
learned
looking at me like that?
Because we just learned something new about you today, and I'm horrified, okay? 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next. What are you eating at the movies? And you better tell me even if it's snuck in your purse, damn it.
Oh, yeah. We're not lying around here. Keep it a buck.
Tell us everything next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question of the day is, what are you eating at the movies? Tell us everything. DZ eats nothing. He's a drinker at the movies and not even alcohol.
Slushies.
What the heck?
Icy gang.
Man. Well, I like hot dogs with no bun, with a little mustard. Love the jumbo hot dogs. Love them. You don't say a word.
I'm leaving it there.
All right. First today on the phone, we've got one of our regulars ready to go. It's Christina in Milwaukee. Christina, good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. Just got on working.
Ugh, ick. Well, we just started, and we're doing the question of the day to get that brain moving. What are you eating at the movies, Christina?
I haven't gone to the movies in years, but when I go, I usually get popcorn and add extra butter and then some bunch of crunch and a soda. We turned our living room into a theater. We have a projector, surround sound.
Oh, you made a movie theater at home. I was about to say, how do you even know what you eat at the movies if you haven't been in years? Like, Christina, there's a whole new menu going on at the theater these days. You really got to check it out sometime.
At least slide by to try the options.
At least get online and look at it.
Well, I think we went probably about 2 years ago, so it hasn't been super long, but
okay, sure, okay,
sure. Well, there was a period after the pandemic where we didn't know if the movies were going to stay or go. Remember that?
Right.
It was a scary time where we're like, what businesses are going to be able to continue on in the new world? And the movies made a comeback, which made us all happy because it's an experience, you know?
Yes,
it's the thing. Right. It's a thing. So, Christina.
Yeah. I just feel like my kids, like, even though the older ones are older, I feel like it's still kind of a waste of money to pay to take them to the movies because my girls, every like 5 minutes, they're asking me to take them to the bathroom or go get more snacks.
Yep.
And it's like, you can't pause.
They want to move around.
You got to wait till they're older. Now my kids won't move. They tell me to go get the popcorn and the soda. They're like, can you go get more? I'm like, you go get more. Now they're telling me to go. So they don't miss the movie. Oh, man.
She's 13 and she can't sit still for the whole movie.
That's why Christine's got the theater at home. She's like, nah, you take your butt upstairs and go ahead and get your own popcorn.
Yep, pretty much. Thanks for calling, Christina. You have a great day.
Bye.
All right, Jamila's in Milwaukee. Hey, Jamila, what are you eating at the movies?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So I like Twizzlers or gummy bears, anything that I can chew on quietly because I don't want to be that person with a smacking lip and ruin a movie for the theater.
Oh,
that's fair.
Wow, you're the considerate one at the theater, the only one.
And you're not my children either, because when we were just there watching IF over the weekend, all I could hear was their bags of candy as they were trying to open them, and I wanted to like turn and go, be quiet, the movie's
on. And I think people like popcorn and it's crunchy and all that, but look, if you got smacking lips, no, get out.
Wait, you don't be lip smacking your gummy worms?
No!
You know what? I can be okay with you eating all the gummy stuff as long as you don't touch black licorice ever. Deal?
No, I don't do that.
Thank God. Jamila, have a great day. You're approved to be back on the show anytime.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, bye. Last but not least, Renee's in Cedarburg. Hey, Renee.
Hey, how are you?
We're great. What are you eating at the movies?
I'm sharing popcorn with one of my best friends.
Ah.
Yeah, if I get a popcorn, I'm all in.
Okay, now I get a giant one, and then I get the little bags, or I bring my own bags, and then I put some in a bag for my kids so they don't put their grubby hands in the popcorn. You both put your hands in the popcorn together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ickity ick. That gives me the ick. If I'm not dating you, and if you, even if you're my kid, that gives me the ick.
Renee's best friend is safe, though. She's approved. Yeah.
She washed her hands, and she watched her in the bathroom wash her hands.
Uh-huh. Oh, 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm, you know, I'm a preschool teacher, so you know what? If the germs at school haven't gotten me yet, I'm good.
Yeah,
nothing will, baby.
You probably got an immune system of steel. What are you talking about? Working at a daycare. All right, Renee, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so some of the texts coming in, I don't know if you see them, DZ ones. Somebody said, I like to snack on McChickens. Okay, you're taking McDonald's in?
Somebody said, I used to order soda and the mozzarella sticks. Ooh,
yeah, you can do that. Yum. You can do that. Because that's the thing. Depending on the theater you're at, most of them, it was just movie tavern. Now, like Ridge has a Zafiro's, Majestic. You can get full menu stuff at a lot of these Marcus theaters now. You know?
Mm-hmm. The options are vast.
Somebody else said, nachos with extra jalapenos and a cherry Coke. That's JB and Twin Lakes. Nobody said nachos. And the other thing that we didn't mention, that Hudson loves, that I ate every time that I went to the movies before I lost weight. You know what it was?
What's that? What?
Pretzel bites. Ah. Mwah.
Oh.
The pretzel bites.
Man, I'm not a pretzel guy in general, so I would have never thought about that. No.
Excuse
I don't
me?
Like pretzels. I don't
you don't
like
even like soft
that.
Pretzels? Big soft pretzels?
They got to be sweet. If we're talking Auntie Annie's, they got to be cinnamon or honey or something. They can't just be salty.
I want you to walk away from the show and come back when you've decided you like soft pretzels, DZ. What is wrong with you? No.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. No. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Before we get into what would DZ do? Would you like to give us an update now or after What Would DZ Do on what happened yesterday? Because yesterday on the show, What Would DZ Do was all about you finding out that there was a sex offender living next to your babysitter. And that was a whole topic. Yeah. What should DZ do?
Well, it was triggering for a lot of people, right? Mm-hmm. Us included.
Yeah.
So we did kind of spring into action, if you will. We talked with our daycare provider immediately as soon as we got up over there. And to come to find out, they had known this. They had reported this themselves. And through some conversations with listeners, with her, with other people, we found out that it all depends on the severity. And quite frankly, in the state of Wisconsin, there are little limitations on where a registered sex offender can actually live. And that's no matter the situation, regardless. More of like a parolee situation that depends on where you can live, if that makes any sense, as far as like legalities go. It's more about comforts in the community. So my daycare provider has expressed to us that they know the owner. Happens to be a relative of
the owner of the house.
The owner of the house happens to be a relative of the person who's on the sex offender registry list, right? And that apparently they don't actually reside there anymore because of our daycare providers say so and ask that they were uncomfortable with them being so close. So now it's kind of like the waiting game on like, is he there? Is he not there? We
fully believe if he's not there, somebody needs to report his ass to his parole officer so they know where he is and where he's living so he's not around kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So it's now kind of a more sensitive matter, and that's probably really as much as I can say about that.
Fair enough.
It's going to be off of our plate really, really soon, and then it's up to, whoever's job that is to do. But I appreciate everybody that sprung into action and really hit us with some wonderful resources and brought some legitimate points. Not even to apologize, but we understand that some situations are different in sexual assault and who gets registered, what, you know. know, so it could be triggering in a lot of scenarios. Mm-hmm. So that we know the situation that we're in, and it is not the same situation that a lot of other people are in, unfortunately. So, yeah, man, this is one thing that now we got to approach a little more delicately. That's mm-hmm. all.
So the update is you did talk to the daycare provider and got more information. All right.
We got
and
a lot more clarity.
You're feeling safe. You're feeling good.
We're feeling comfortable. We're feeling safe. And now, you know, it really is off of our plate. So now next.
Next problem. All right. Well, the good news is we have a new problem, DZ.
And it's not about me.
It's not about you or children, I don't think.
No, kids either.
Not at all. All right. Let's go.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, the problem today is...
Well, Shane, hit us up. And it's a job problem. You know I like a J-O-B problem.
Yep, at least you have a job.
True. And this man is actually in the surplus of jobs at the moment. Hear what he's got.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Allie and DZ, good morning. I'm wondering what to do in my situation. It's not all crazy, like a few I've heard, a.k.a. probably mine. He says, so I figured I'd open it up for discussion. I currently live 5 minutes from work and make 20 plus an hour. I can walk any day I want to, and when it's nice, I do. But I've gotten a job offer with a company just a bit over the border, a little over an hour away. The pay increase is anywhere between $5 and $10 with overtime and other perks. Would you guys make that drive for the pay increase? I wasn't really looking for new work, but this company contacted me and opened up the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And for clarity, my current employer has no clue I've even gotten this new opportunity.
Nah, yeah, no. Don't tell them.
Shane. Don't be saying company names. Chill. Let's work through this first.
I'm
like that.
Hold on.
Shane. No.
Don't say it. You just be quiet over there.
This is good that your current employer don't know.
So he got offered more money, but he has to go farther.
All right, in a nutshell, Shane works 5 minutes, makes 20 plus an hour, works 5 minutes from work, can walk there any day he wants, right? Basically works across the street from wherever he lives.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a new job offer for, let's say, a job in Illinois. Doesn't actually specify, but assuming that's what he means.
Mm-hmm.
Over an hour away.
Yeah.
Between like $5 and $10 more. Mm. I mean, Shane.
Ickety ick. So it's a matter of, do you want to give up the quality of life and drive 2 hours a day, maybe 1 hour each way, and make more? Do you care? Or do you like the convenience and are you, you know, can you live like this? And is it,
right.
Some people would pick the 5 minute commute over the hour commute, regardless of money. Because it would have to do with their life and what they could make work and their quality of life, you know?
I feel like I might be one of those people, quite frankly. You know what I'm saying? Like, quality of life.
You'd pick the 5 minute over the hour if it paid you enough to pay your bills. You wouldn't need the more money to drive.
If it wasn't a crazy difference. Now, if we're talking about an amazing increase.
Oh, yeah. If you give me like $100,000 more, like I'll drive to Jamaica.
I'll find a way to drive.
I'll drive through the ocean. I will literally drive through the ocean. I'll swim.
I will figure it out.
And that's only one. That's only $100,000.
Call me Michael Phelps.
Imagine what I do for $1 million.
Listen, okay. So what I'm saying is, as far as this differential, this doesn't seem that great to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Shane is A, open to moving closer, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If he's B, open to maybe sacrificing some quality of life, mm-hmm. that's another. Is money the most important thing for Shane? I don't actually know.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would take this opportunity. I'm good at the job I'm at. I wasn't looking for new employment. If it doesn't necessarily make that difference big enough for you, I wouldn't. Bro, you can walk to work most days. Most people can't say that.
Yeah, seriously. So are you telling him don't do it? Is that your advice?
I straight up wouldn't. I feel maybe I'm crazy for saying it. Oh, so there's plenty of people that more money. I don't think you're crazy.
I think there is something to being able to walk across the street and be home in 5 minutes. I think there is something to that. Absolutely.
If something happens, you could run home. You know, say, like, I don't know if Shane's got family. Sounds like dude's on his own, right? So I'm going, man, you can really make it one of two ways. You can sacrifice, go, move, even if you can. If you want to take the more money, I'd say move closer.
You
make
could.
Your commute.
Or maybe you just want to make a change in your job life and you're bored. That's another reason, too. 414-533-1037. Somebody said on the text line, he'd be spending the extra money in gas. So he's really not coming up only that much of a difference, I would say. I did think about that. He's still making more, though. He's still making more.
Running miles on the car. I didn't even think about all that. I mean, it is a huge trade-off depending which way. I think I'd prefer to stay where I'm at, enjoy what I'm doing. I mean, a raise is a raise.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But maybe now you could leverage this with the company you're at and get more money and stay 5 minutes away from the crib. Think about it, Shane.
Or just move. That too.
Or just move, yeah.
All right. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. DZ, we're going to take everyone else's advice next. How's that sound?
Let's get it.
Let's go. 414-533-1037. You heard what DZ thought. Should the guy take the job an hour away? We'll talk to you next. Kiss FM.
You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? On Kiss FM.
All right, DZ. What would DZ do today is what's going on here. And I don't remember his name, but he can't decide if he wants to take the other job.
Shane. Shane got a job offer like an hour away, making, you know, a little bit more bread, but he currently works 5 minutes from work. Or currently lives 5 minutes from work. I said stay, man. It's not enough money for me to go, yeah, I'm going to drive an hour now.
Right.
Well, I don't know why I gave Shane a nerdy voice.
I don't know. He can have whatever voice you want, but Jessica's in Racine this morning. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you think he should do?
I think he should stay because my boyfriend's situation was flip-flopped. For over 10 years, he traveled an hour 30, depending on construction, to work every day for, I think it was like 26 an hour. He's now at 20 an hour. He's 3 minutes away from home and way happier.
He did it and it worked out. Okay. He's home.
He took a pay cut and moved to be closer to home.
Right. But I'm saying like that is actually more important to a lot of people. The time commute is not worth it, you know?
The gas really does factor a lot. And the price of gas is not helpful right now.
And your sanity, because people are annoying. On the road, specifically. All right, Jessica. So she says, just keep the money and stay.
Stay where you're at. Yeah, don't do it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Jessica.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
You too. Bye.
Was she doing that radio voice thing where she was like, thank you? You know, people don't like their voice. She was like, hi.
She might have been.
I want her back on the phone so I can be like, Jessica, give me your real voice.
What's your real voice? We're not customer service.
No. Debbie in Milwaukee, talk to us in your real voice. Good morning. How you doing?
I would say stay because of gas. Is that wear and tear on your car? I commute already, and the way home takes me an hour. The way here takes me 20. So no, don't do it.
Is that because of the time of day you travel? Right. Why is it so different?
Well, on the way home, it's rush hour, and you have people that don't know how to drive, and you have road construction everywhere.
Yeah, which is annoying, but that never goes away.
And you got to think about all that trade-off. If you're going to be driving daily, you say, okay, so yeah, it might be an hour, but you really might take 2 hours on the way home. It might only take you 40 minutes on the way there. You got to think about it.
Absolutely. All right, Debbie. Well, Debbie says stay. Don't do it.
That's two stays.
Thanks for calling, Debbie.
Bye.
All right. Next up, she's a regular. She's got her own theme song. Let's get to it right now. Oh, let me find it over here. Here it is. Karen's in Tishigan. Karen.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Two people said this guy should just stay at his current job instead of taking a $5 to $10 raise and driving an hour. What do you think, Karen?
There's so much to think about, but the two things that came to my mind was I would only do it if he said between 5 and 10. They'd have to give me the 10, and I'd have to be willing to move closer to that job.
Otherwise, would only do it with a move, which means you would not take it. You would stay.
I like that. Yeah, no, that's smart.
It depends on where it is, you know. Maybe the city's nicer there. I don't know. But that would be the only way I would do it, is if I got the higher end of the pay increase, and then I'd be willing, if I'd be willing to move. Otherwise, yes, I would stay.
Yeah, you guys have a point. Like, if you're going to move, or if you're going to take the pay raise and do this hour, you should have a plan to maybe move closer at some point, if that's the goal, to grow your career
or
whatever.
And I like the most bang for your buck, too. If you got me between 5 and 10, let's make it closer to 10, if not 10. You feel me?
It's a good negotiating tool, that's right. Be like, well, I've got to drive an hour, so I'm going to need the whole 10, everybody, and you're just going to have to give it to me. Yep.
Now, Karen's bringing some points.
I would not do it for $5. That's not nearly enough with gas. And like the other lady said,
what would you do for $5, DZ? Karen said, I would not do it for $5. I'm like, well, that makes one of us.
That's a different segment now.
What would you do for $5?
What'd you do for $5?
All right, Karen. Thanks for your input. That was really good stuff. Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too. Bye, Karen.
All right, we got to get to one more because she's on day 4. She is one day away from getting a theme song. Welcome back to the show, Dolly in Milwaukee. Hello.
Let's go.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, Dolly. What do you think he should do?
I personally feel I agree with the other ladies that he should just stay put, especially if it's like not something that's like in his career field.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think $5 or even 10 is even worth that drive.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like he got to think about like where he is in his life. Is it more the convenience, or you need the extra money right now to even be able to do that? Mm-hmm. But then you got to think again. Fair. Anything can happen with your car. So how would you travel that hour, 2 hours every day?
If you
can't, but y'all.
Yeah.
Let's think. We can't forget that it is a $5 to $10 an hour increase. Not just 5 to 10, period, you know?
But Dolly, I'm sorry. Hold on. Dolly, if you aren't laughing right now, because I can hear Sammy in the background playing. What is he playing? The xylophone back there?
Oh, I thought that was Dolly's kid, not mine.
DZ, I'll pay you $5 to drive to work with the xylophone and the kitten.
Not worth it. Not worth it. Not I need at least it. 10.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
I saw you take a drink. I'm like, oh, he's going to come in with the buenos dias when he's done drinking.
You know what I'm saying? I had to finish the chug.
I get it. So yesterday on Am I the Jerk, we had a submission that went a little something like this. Let me read you one line. This was it. You might remember. It said, am I the jerk for refusing to take my daughter to my niece's birthday party that she scheduled on my daughter's birthday? And then you might remember right after that in the submission, she wrote, I'm honestly not sure if I care enough to be put into the witness protection program, but I am sure once I lay out this out, my entire family will know who I am. So with that being said, hi, it's me, Toya.
Girls.
It was our very own LaToya, who's very close to our heart, DZ, because she's one of our regulars. She had written in for Am I the Jerk.
This is La Familia right here.
And we got her on the phone. So LaToya, good morning.
Good morning.
We needed you to call in and give us an update, because yesterday we talked to you a little bit after Am I the Jerk, and then I said, you got to call back tomorrow and tell us what happened, what the plan is. Are you going to the party? Just go. Dish. Now.
Right. Did you listen to it? What happened? What happened?
Did they hear it? What happened?
Right. Does the family know, Toya?
There's so many questions. Go.
So, I want to say my daughter is right here. And Ariel, are you going to the party?
No, I'm not going to the party.
Happy birthday, by the way.
By the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so no party. Go on.
No party. So, but yesterday, Aiden, my youngest son, is like, but I'm going. So, yes, I am going to send my son to the party with the gift for my niece with my mother. So, my mother is going to take my son, because like I told you guys yesterday, we're very tight-knit. And I love my sister and my niece to death.
Right.
And I will admit, I kind of did take over their birthday weekend a little bit. So because of my son's graduation, it was a big, big deal. The oldest grandson graduating. So like everybody was like really focused on him.
You're saying when that happened previously, it was somebody else's birthday.
Yeah.
Now we're catching up. Now it's all okay. Go on. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And to be honest, like when my sister talked about doing my niece's birthday, because we've known about my son's graduation since September. Mm-hmm. Like, Marquette mm-hmm. is very well organized. So, like, from the beginning, you know the graduation. So, originally, my niece's birthday party was supposed to be on May 31st.
Got it.
She decided to change it because she got invited to a friend's graduation party.
Ah.
So she's like, well, I really just want to go to my friend's graduation party. So then that's when they push you to the first. So, okay.
So basically, you're saying you're not going, your daughter's not going because it's her birthday, but your son is going to be there almost representing the fam.
Of course, yeah. And bringing a present. So he's definitely representing because he's definitely going.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And did your family hear it yesterday on the radio?
No, I didn't. I tried to go back on the Odyssey app to find it, but I couldn't find it.
Girl, okay, so when you get on the Odyssey app, first you can search 103.7, 103.7 Kiss FM in Milwaukee. That you can find the station, and then you can find Allie and DZ when you click on Kiss. Or you could try on the Odyssey app searching Allie and DZ. That should work.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, I'll send it to you because it's on the Odyssey app. Even Apple Podcasts had it. I said it. You can't find it. You can go to our website. There's links to our show every day. So I don't know if you want them to hear it though, but if you do.
I ain't even going cap. Apple has it. Spotify has it. Yeah. If you can't find it, the preferred method is the Odyssey app. But if you can't get it there, you can get it almost everywhere. Baby, we worldwide.
We got
you. I'm going to definitely look it up. Okay. Allie, if you can send it to me, that's fine. If not, I'm going to look it up and I'll send it to my sister.
I'm going to text it to you right now. But it's. I understand. Once you get in and find it, it'll every day you'll be like, oh, there's the show. And it's easy to find. I had to teach my friend how to do this. She's like, I want to listen to the show. If I'm not, and I'm like, go back and listen then.
See, and I don't have to go back because every morning this is our routine in the car, taking a kid to school, going to work.
Nice.
To you guys every morning.
Well, LaToya, we're glad you called and gave us an update. We appreciate it. We needed to know, like, if the family was fighting. Now, we also want to know after they listen if you're fighting.
If something pops off.
I will text you the response.
Okay, good. All right. LaToya, have a great day. Happy birthday to your daughter. And we'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. I'm going to try to call back for the prize fest tickets. So good luck to me.
Let's go. Good luck to you and me, LaToya.
Good luck. We will do Pride Fest passes after Am I the Jerk, which today actually has to do with someone who doesn't, basically, they don't want their man's child living with them.
Okay.
They're in a relationship.
Oh, man.
They don't want the kid living there. Yeah, yeah. It's next. Am I the Jerk?
Does it have to be?
It's the I Don't Want Your Kid Living With Us edition. Get ready, everybody.
Uh-huh.
It's next on Kiss.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, you ready for this one?
Yeah, I guess.
It says, am I the jerk for not wanting his kid to live with us?
What's the context? Like, what happened?
All right, let me explain. So she wants to be called Diana. She said, call me Diana. Dirty Diana. You can always submit to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. That's the email, or just slide into our DMs. We see them there too. She said, call me Diana. Hello, Allie and DZ. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years and are planning on moving in together, hopefully within the next year. We have a 1-year-old together. I have 2 other children, 2 sons who are 19 and a 9-year-old. He has 3 adult children, 2 of which will be living with us, he has mentioned. They are 2 males, almost 25 and 21. I am not necessarily thrilled about his adult children living with us. I think they are old enough to live on their own or together. On the other hand, if he would say the same about my 19-year-old, I would have an issue. But right. Mine's a bit younger. However, my oldest has stated that if we move in together, he would not come and would move in with his father. So my boyfriend states it's due to financial reasons that it's hard for the young generation financially to be on their own, especially right now with the economy. She said, I understand, but considering we both have been on our own without a live-in partner for several years now, to move in with someone is an adjustment already, but then to have 2 extra adults living in the household just seems like a lot to take on. I need some advice from those who have been in similar situations with blended families. We are Hispanic. I know for him it's a cultural thing as well. He's close with his family. He's used to living with additional family members as they currently do now and have been for several years. I am not on that hand. I like having my privacy, and I'm struggling to wrap my head around going from a family of 4 to 7 all in one household that we cannot afford a mansion. I feel right. like we're going to be on top of each other. So am I the jerk for not wanting his kid to live with us? Diana. So this is tricky because there is some cultural stuff there. Some of it's just how you grew up and how many people are in your house, you know?
Yeah, and I want to say it doesn't play a factor, but it definitely does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My sister, here's a perfect example. My sister is, my brother-in-law's Australian, and they met in Europe. You can't even make this up. They met in Europe backpacking through Europe 1 year.
Of course they did.
Of course yeah. they did.
Of course they did.
Before they started their law jobs after law school. So anyway, so they meet in Greece. You can't even make this up. And so they ended up getting married, but she moved to Australia first. And okay. for the 6 months she was in Australia, making sure they could live together and wanted to be married, she said his family would stop by all the time. And it drove mm-hmm. her crazy because we did not grow up with family stopping by all the time.
Unannounced.
And it became a real issue if you don't have the same vibe when it comes yeah. to how you live your life with family, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think about that and I think, oh, it does matter.
It really you know, does matter.
What kind of life you're going to live if you're going to combine families and households.
But when you decide to combine families and households, you mm-hmm. decide to blend lifestyles, and it is a turbulence to figure out, but you got to do it mm-hmm. if you're going to live together and if it is going to work out.
Yeah, I that's get it. True.
Now, maybe there's a way that you guys can set limitations, but we're not here to decide what to do for them. We're just here to decide if she's the jerk for not wanting the kids to live with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is jerky behavior if your husband, not your husband, if your partner has stated, listen, I'm taking care of my children. They aren't financially able to do what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
They need help. You have to hear that,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, sure, they're grown. They could be on their own, but are you going to force them to suck at life for a little bit, knowing you can help them a little bit?
I don't know what I would say if a guy was like, I want our adult kids to live with us. I'd be like, wait, can we just move in together? They're adults. They can live on their own. Because that was where I would go. I'd be like her, like, tell them they can live, move in together, get some jobs, learn. You have to yeah. do it at some point. You're in your
20s.
You're 25.
Tell them to get an apartment together,
like,
basically.
You're 25. Like, at some point, when are you going to live on your own and be a grown-up? You have to at some point do that.
Right.
Even how hard it is with the economy, you have to. Like, we all have to at some point, or we live with mom and dad till we're 50. And some people do that.
Some parents do that.
That's
some parents allow it. Some parents force you to go and kind of sink or swim.
Yeah.
It really is dependent on what you guys are willing to compromise on, man. Honestly, maybe it is the best move to have the three of the adults, the 19 and the 20 plus year olds, all move in together and on their own.
Mm.
But at the same time, you still got littles at home. Wouldn't it be nice to have an adult figure to help take care of them, watch them, care for them, do whatever they need to do and you need to do when you need to do it?
Somebody texted in, not the jerk, 21 and 25 are plenty old enough to build your own life and move out.
Unless 21, no.
Unless they've got a 5-bedroom house, it will be tight. You say 21 is not old enough to live on your own?
I lived
on my own
so.
Since I was 18. Come on.
Same.
Come on. You can. You just have to be pushed.
The level of maturity has to be there. I don't know if the level of maturity is there for a lot of these younger generations. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
No, you're not.
But 21, in a lot of cases, the difference between 19 and 21 is a year. Dog, I don't know if the maturity really happens that much, that fast, in that short of a time.
Okay, fair. I would say 18 to 21 is a huge change. Those 4 years are transformative.
Aren't they? I thought
19 to 21. But
is it one 19?
Yeah,
the 19-year-old? Her 19-year-old?
Yeah. I get what she's saying. She's like, if it was my kid, I'd be mad.
Right. So fast forward this 2 years mm-hmm. from now, and now your husband is trying to kick out the 21-year-old because he's saying, oh, he's old enough to be on his own. And you're going, no. He can still live here. He can still live here. He's fine. Yeah.
414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that, and we're going to talk about it next. So she is moving in with her boyfriend. He has two adult children. She has one adult child. She doesn't want the adult kids living with them. This is going to be interesting what people say next. We'll talk to you.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Diana wrote into the show, wants to know if she's the jerk because she does not want her boyfriend's adult children living with them. They're 21 and 25. They're all moving in together. She's like, I don't know about this. So
I get it, but I don't respect it.
Mm-hmm. So here we go. Let's go straight to the phones. One of our regulars made it in first, so I'll go ahead and pull her up. It's been a minute. Welcome back to the show, Sarah in Kenosha.
Hey.
What up, Sarah?
Sarah, which way are you going on this? Is Diana the jerk?
I'm so excited I got in for this one, and I say jerk 100%.
Why? Why did this trigger you? Why?
It does because, like, she doesn't know what the situation is. If there is room for them, now, if they are in a two-bedroom apartment, yes, they got to figure it out. But I am 35 and still live with my parents. I have never wanted to live on my own.
What?
Okay.
Why?
Never. Who knew that about you, Sarah?
I've never lived on my own. I've never, like, I don't do well alone for that long. Like, I get lonely. Not, like, semi lonely, but I just need, like, if I have something on my mind, I need somebody there to, like, bounce it off of.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, in person, not just, like, pick up the phone and call somebody. So I've never lived on my own.
Okay. I mean, a lot of us need that, but we don't live at home because of that. Okay. I'm trying. Okay. Sarah. I'm like, what else?
I did try one time. I went on vacation with a friend for a week, and I, at the end of the week, wanted to punch her in the face, and we are not friends anymore. Not because of that, because of other things.
Oh, so you only need certain people around. It just depends on the person.
Yeah. You got to like them enough.
Doesn't know the full, like, maybe there's a story she doesn't know. If she doesn't want to live with them, then maybe she needs to rethink the relationship. I agree, and I think
he needs to rethink it, too. I think he needs to go, we don't have the same outlook on how we're going to live our lives, why are we moving in together? If she doesn't want my adult kids living there and I do, it just might not be a match, honest to God.
I hate to say it.
Get real with yourselves.
Are they in college, and they are, like, stacked with debt, and dad doesn't want them to have more debt? Like, is there more to the story?
I don't know. Right, she just said she thinks they're old enough to get a job and live on their own, is what she said. So, I don't know. All right, Sarah. Sarah says jerk, though. She says definite. And I didn't know you lived at home at 35. I mean, Sarah.
I sure do.
Wow. Yep. Look at her. Okay.
Let's go.
What the hell?
When I get married, hopefully later this year, no date set, but that'll be the first time I move out.
I cannot wait to follow this story when she gets married. Oh,
you know we're going to follow this story.
So does your fiance live with you?
No, they live apart.
So you never lived? I got to hear more after they get married. Okay, Sarah, we'll come back to this one another day.
Oh, this saga will continue,
all right.
Sarah.
Yes. All right, bye, Sarah.
Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day, fam.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Sherry is calling in Germantown. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
All right. Do you think Diana's a jerk? She doesn't want his adult kids living with him when they move in together.
I do not. And I'm speaking from experience.
Oh.
All right.
Go on.
So my boyfriend and I moved in with each other about 5 years ago. And his daughter lived with us and at the time was in high school. So no big deal. And it was just the three of us. And she went off to college after graduating, and we thought we were going to be empty nesters. Yay!
Big yay.
Yeah, no. A week later, unfortunately, and fortunately, for reasons I don't want to speak of, but my 20-something-year-old...
Are you kidding? You just cut out at the best part. You go, a few weeks, and then my 20-something-year-old... Yeah, what happened? They moved?
They moved in with us.
A week later after the other one moved out.
It was a tease.
Wow. You gave us a tease. We got tickled with freedom.
They thought they were going to be free. They're planning their lives together as the kids move on out of the nest, and the kids come right back every time.
Nope. That's not even it. His daughter moved back in with us, and they're both with us.
Okay, so you ended up, and it ended up being not fun. Is that what you're getting at, and that's why you say not the jerk?
Yes.
You're saying she should stand her ground here, or what?
Say that again?
She should stand her ground here? That's
absolutely
what you're saying.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that if they're not ready, if she's not ready, which it sounds like she's not, then they need to wait.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good perspective. We're hearing some good stuff today. We heard from somebody who lives at home at 35. We heard from somebody who went through this with their boyfriend moving in and adult kids moving and coming back. Good perspectives. Thank you for calling, Sherry.
Thank you. Okay.
You too.
You too. Bye.
All right. That means Alana in Milwaukee is the tiebreaker. Surprise, Alana.
Split.
Yes.
What do you think?
I personally think she's the jerk just because I moved out at the age of 22, and I most definitely appreciate the fact that my dad let me stay for as long as I needed so I could save that money to get into my apartment. Mm-hmm. And now I'm currently moving this weekend in with my boyfriend. So it was like a great period of time where I was able to live with my dad and save the money so I can get in a better apartment.
Fair. Fair. But you did that and you moved out at 22. They're 21 and 25. They got to start saving and get it moving. Let's go.
Right. But she's got to allow them to live with them.
What's that?
She's got
Test a year still.
True.
I feel like I'm going deaf today. I can't hear anyone or what's going on.
The 21-year-old still has a year until he turns 22 to be out and about on his own. So he's got a year to save if we're going off of her logic and numbers, right?
Tell him there's an end date. Yeah. Sounds like something my parents would have done. Okay, she's you have until this day to figure it out, get a job, save some money, and get out.
She's got to allow that, though. She's got to allow them to live there then for that to happen. If she's just going straight up no right now, that's why I went jerk, personally.
All right. Right, so it's jerk though because she says Alana says jerk.
Yep, Alana says big old jerk.
Y'all are crazy. All right, thanks for calling, Alana.
Bye,
fam. Peace.
Oh, I mean, I always say never say never with parenting because the next thing you know, Owen and Hudson are going to be 21 and 25 in my house. I'm going to be annoyed and I'm going to be like, get out, you know. So I can't talk until I live through this. But
sure.
Adult children at home, just I can't. I don't feel like I'd be pushing them into any kind of independence at all.
I wouldn't be pushing them out, but I would be constantly checking in on their situation. Like, are you actually working towards bettering yourself? Because you can live with me as long as you need to.
Yeah,
I will always take care of you as your parental figure.
Well, that makes one of us.
There's gonna hit a time where I'm expecting you to go ahead and do your own dang thing.
Amen to that, DZ. Sorry, Diana. You're the jerk today. That's
you're the jerk,
it is.
Diana. Dirty Diana.
103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, you love that, don't you?
I love that song. Shaboozy. I'm not gonna lie.
I was like, is this like Jaquan Tipsy with a guy singing like this to it? Why can't I just hear the original Tipsy? Why can't I hear Tipsy?
It doesn't sound enough like it to me, man. It's a completely different song. Even though it is a sample, you're not wrong.
I mean, seriously. Like, I just want to hear the original. You guys remember this one? Oh, no, wait, I hit it again. I hit the wrong one. Damn it.
Allie don't even know which the original is no more.
Here it is. I clicked on Tipsy and it gave me the wrong one. This is the one. This one.
This is the original, yes.
Dang it. Fine. Not, you know what? Don't kill me if I stop it right now because I'll play it next for all the people that are going to be mad at me. But Shaboozy basically kind of did a sample remake of that. That's what that was, right?
Yeah. He references slightly in the, like, the
everybody
lyrics
of the
song.
In the bar getting tipsy.
Yeah. And then
is that
one,
the line?
You got the two to the three to the four. He plays off of both of those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He plays off of both of those. But they're such drastically different songs to me, dog.
Man, it's fine. It's fine. A lot of people love it. I get it. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And I just want to remind everyone that we gave away the 3-day Pride passes, but that doesn't mean you can't win. Right now, if you go on our website and click on contests, we are giving away VIP passes, DZ, for 3 days. And all you have to do is show us your pride and submit a photo of you and your friends for the chance to win. So that's another contest if you're trying to win those Pride passes. Go to our website, 1037kissfm.com, submit your picture showing your pride. You may get those VIP passes.
That's right. And you got until tomorrow to do so. Mm-hmm. So you can go ahead and rack it up too. Go ahead, try to win you some VIPs, not the regular degulars, even though those are good too.
The regular degulars are just as good. Yeah. All right. So I think I almost broke my phone last night. This has never happened.
Yeah, explain what you mean, because breaking your phone in your sleep sounds like an extreme concept. What were you doing? Sleeping hard?
I guess. It was really weird. I woke up around 3 a.m. because I had to go to the bathroom, right?
Okay.
Which is, a lot of people go through this. You got to wake up because you got to pee. So I get up and I go in the dark and I go to the bathroom and I come back to the bed and I see my phone is laying there and it's down, but I can see the light from the phone that the phone's on. And I'm like, why is my phone lit up? So I grab the phone, DZ, and it is hot. I mean, it is like on fire. That's how warm my phone is.
Burning hot.
And I look down, and when I went to bed, it was about it was close to 100%. It was down. I was in the red on my iPhone. I needed to charge it, basically. I was down to like 10%.
You don't charge it overnight?
No, no, no.
What?
No, it's usually charged when I go to bed, and then I just fall asleep. I do it throughout the day. I know I'm weird like that, I guess. So I thought, well, why is my phone on? And so basically what happened was I must have fallen asleep playing a game. Like, I'll play games to fall asleep, just like calm my mind, a puzzle or something. And I must have fallen asleep with it on. But for some reason, my phone didn't, the screensaver, like, it just didn't go off. And it was on all night. And so it drained the entire battery. Hold on, Sammy. I'm telling a story here. I drained the whole battery. And then my phone, it's amazing. I don't know what would have happened if it would have been laying there. My alarm wouldn't have gone off. The phone would have died. And probably would I have burnt the phone up? Have you ever done that? Is that possible?
Well, now that you say that, I'm like, okay, so this is what you mean by you almost broke your phone.
Yeah.
And basically might have broken your phone, because you can weaken your battery life by doing things like that. You might have done some damage to your phone that isn't completely obvious yet.
What the heck?
Me, on the other hand, I've burned a phone out completely. I'm talking
you
about roached
How?
A phone.
How?
So what happened, it was a few summers back now, maybe like over 5 years ago for sure, pre-COVID, right? So we were looking for something in our car. It was in the summertime. My wife and I were looking through our vehicle. Don't even remember what it was, but I was using my flashlight. And then it was like, okay, cool. Found it, whatever. And now I got to pop inside real quick, and then we're going to get on the road. I believe we were going to Illinois. No, excuse me. We were coming home from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, 2 seconds. We're going to pop inside, and then we're going to hit the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
That 2 seconds turned into more like an hour, 45 minutes-ish.
Mm-hmm.
When I get back to the car, I realized that I had not only left my phone in the car, I had left my flashlight on. I'm trying to use my phone to see what's going on.
Mm.
It is hot to the touch, where I had to drop it. I literally had to let it go. It was so hot. All the screen said was heat warning. Must shut off.
So you had left the flashlight on, and that drained it all and destroyed the phone.
Because I left a flashlight on in a 90-degree car, maybe 100, it roached the phone.
Damn.
I let it cool down completely before I put it on the charger, because I was like, oh, okay, it's just got to cool down.
Right.
Nope, that phone never turned back on again.
That sucks, man. So that could have happened last night. I could have burnt out my phone and woken up, and it was just done.
In a dead phone, yeah.
And I wouldn't 100%. Have known what time it was. I wouldn't have known where I was. I would have had no clue whatsoever. Oh my
gosh. Apple Watch maybe would have worked, but even then.
Dang. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I just didn't know. I've never had this happen, and I've never had it where the phone didn't turn off, like on its own. You know what I mean?
That's weird.
That was weird, right? That it just stayed lit up all night underneath me, I guess. I don't even know.
The only thing I can think about it is you never actually clicked the side button, and you never actually got out of the game. So the game and your phone thought it was running the whole time, and it never shut off.
But if I fall asleep playing a game, usually I wake up and it's off. Like you know what I mean? How the screensaver kicks in and it shuts itself off after it, nothing. That normally happens. I don't know.
Man. You could have burned your phone out. You might have already done some damage, to be completely honest with you.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. All right. 414-533-1037. Have you ever burnt out a phone or destroyed it? It's almost like mine was just lit up all night. And so it was totally burning out. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. DZ, we're going to talk to everybody next, okay?
All right.
Should I play Jaquan Tipsy, since I promised it after Shaboozy?
No promises around here.
Fine. We get that version and this version now. Yeah. You're welcome. We're going to talk to you about burning out phones next. Yeah. Who knew this was a thing? Kiss FM. We promised we'd play it, so we did. 103.7 Kiss FM. We played Shaboozy Tipsy, so we played Jaquan Tipsy. Why not, DZ?
Why not?
The original and the kind of remake, but not a remake, I guess. That's what it was.
It's more of an homage, if you will, right? Yeah. He takes a couple lines from it, right?
That's there all. You go. There you go. So I was telling DZ that last night I woke up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and my phone was lit up like a Christmas tree and almost dead. And the thing had been lit up all night and the screensaver never kicked in. I've never seen this happen. And it's amazing I didn't blow out my phone because it was so hot when I grabbed it from the bed. I was like, this thing's been on all night?
Listen,
what?
Phones are designed to withstand a lot of usage, a lot of times. What is not designed to withstand is to be on for like 8 hours straight. Mm. And that's exactly what had happened with your phone, bro. Mm. You might have caused some damage to your battery, not gonna lie.
You're probably not wrong about that. Mary's calling today in Jackson. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Good morning, sunshine.
Oh, that was so sweet. Good morning, sunshine. Back at ya. Have you ever ruined a phone like this somehow, weirdly?
Talk to a sunshine.
I didn't ruin it. I hope I didn't ruin it anyway. I do my therapy online, virtually. So awesome. I got to talk to my therapist over my phone, right?
Good for you.
And video chat. So I was in this just a little parking ride. I did it on my lunch hour. You know, I got my phone up on my little holder on my windshield, you know. Right, it's a nice day, you know, sunshine. I got my windows down, just talking. And all of a sudden, my phone just goes off, just shuts down. I'm like, what? Hello? I'm paying for therapy. Hello?
I'm on the clock.
right.
You said hello?
So I pick up my phone and it is so hot. It is so hot. Mm-hmm. So I was facing the sun and it was a hot day and I had my windows down. I didn't have my air on. So the sun was hitting my phone, the back of my phone, and it was so hot. I'm surprised it didn't explode.
Oh my God. It was cooking. The phone will shut off as a failsafe. It will. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. It overheated. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm glad it shut off and didn't explode in my freaking face.
Don't give me anxiety about what could happen. See, now I'm making up irrational scenarios in my mind.
Are they irrational, Allie? Are they irrational?
I don't know. We're going to find out by taking the other callers. Maybe somebody has a phone and blow up in their face. I don't know.
Exactly.
A lot of people had the notes that were exploding on people, a.k.a. me. I had the exploding note phone. Remember those?
No, I don't. It was a phone
that... I had to put the windows up, turn the air on, put my phone on the vent, and let it cool down, and then I had to call my therapist back. I said, I get my time. It's on my phone.
I still got 30 minutes.
You know what? Somebody texted in and said, I'm lucky that my phone didn't catch on fire. Really? Is that a thing? Now you guys are freaking me out.
It's all right. A thing,
you know what, Mary? Thanks for calling. Thank God I had to pee. Thank God I drank a ton of water and hydrated last night. Thank God.
Thank you the know, Lord
I
for
saved my
water.
Life all that. The hydration saved my life. Finally. All right. Thanks for calling, Mary.
Mary, have a great day.
She said bye.
Ball of energy.
All right, TJ, I have to know what your input. TJ's 10 and a half. DZ.
He's been through a few phones in his lifetime.
Stop it. TJ, do you have a phone?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Did your phone blow up on you? What, you overheated it? What happened?
So like, I was, like, with my friend Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we were just, like, chilling in, like, the alleyway, like, on the, like, phone.
Mm-hmm. Sounds sketch. Go on. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I accidentally, like, dropped his phone because, like, I was trying to do something.
What?
And then, like, it, like...
broke?
And it also, like, overheated a little bit.
Wait.
Like, it was hot at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And then when I dropped it, it, like, sparked.
Okay, TJ. Well, at the age of 10 and a half, you've sparked and destroyed a phone. Congratulations. That's impressive. Did your friend, did Jason's mom come and find you?
She said it was okay because the phone repair didn't cost that much somehow.
Thank goodness. All right, my man. I thought my man TJ was a wanted fugitive out here admitting the crimes.
Oh, he said, and also, DZ. Yes, TJ.
I wanted to tell you this for, like, a while now. I've been listening to you on the radio station for like a few years now.
Aw, thank you, TJ.
Ever since you worked with Rick, I was listening to you on the radio station.
Oh my gosh, I remember Rick. He was here for like 10 years and then DZ came and it got better. Rick was something else, wasn't he? No, I'm teasing. TJ, you're the cutest. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for being on the show and thanks for listening.
Thank you, man. Great story.
And teach
buddy.
Your parents how to use the Odyssey app if they don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. And stop dropping people's phones, man. Yeah. Stop dropping people's phones.
Be nice to Jason. All right, TJ.
Have a good day, buddy.
See you later, bud.
Bye.
Peace. All right. He was cute. I mean, seriously. We're talking about when things went wrong with your phone. Guess who else is on the phone today?
Who?
All right, I don't know if you're ready
for this.
Wait, who? I don't know if you're ready for this jelly.
Oh, snap.
Touch this.
There she is, Amy and Muskego.
Hi, good morning.
Amy, we're running out of time here, but what happened? You messed up a phone or what?
Give you your little horror story.
Oh, no. What?
All right. So my kids had their phone over the weekend, one weekend, overnight. They were allowed to keep them overnight, whatever. Mm-hmm. And my son had his phone charging, doing that how you do it, where you're on your phone, you charge it throughout the day and everything. Yeah. Well, he fell asleep with it on the charger, and he was watching Netflix on his phone. And I'm laying in my bed, and all it's burning.
Wait, cut out right at the best part again. So you were, you're laying in your bed, and then what happened?
I smelt smoke. So I get up, and I'm running around my house trying to figure out where it's coming from. Did I leave a candle burning? Is there is the oven on or something?
Right.
No. So I go into their room. And because that's where I figured out where it was coming from, the battery port started to spark and singe and fried the cord.
It was melting.
What?
Yes. Because the phone was starting to overheat because it was constantly on. Because like you, it was a situation like yours where the screen never timed out and went into the screensaver. So it did. It started to overheat and was frying the battery port.
But it was still taking battery, aka electricity.
Battery at the same time, and it was overheating it.
It was super overheating it because it was charging while it was overheating.
Talk about full on scream mom mode.
Yeah.
Panic.
Yeah. Wow. So you caught it in time, and everyone was okay.
I caught it in time, but Allie, you got to be careful when you be leaving your phone up because some apps they won't time out, and they will constantly run like that.
I'm telling you, Amy, I couldn't believe it when I woke up and the phone was lit up almost dead. I'm like, why is this phone on? I have been asleep for 6 hours at this point, probably, you know?
It's crazy, man.
Good thing for your bladder, man.
Thank God I got that new Stanley Cup that's the size of Texas, and I'm drinking all day, every day, boy. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ariana Grande, We Can't Be Friends. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So you remember the other day when one of our listeners called in and said they had gone to Great America over Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, wasn't it Julian?
It was Julian. Julian and Nancy.
Julian and the fam. Yeah, Julian and the fam had gone to Six Flags for the weekend, right?
Yeah, and we started talking about roller coasters and what he did at Six Flags and what he rode and this and that, the favorite rides.
Right.
And that was when we somehow got on the topic of roller coasters and how I hate heights, but I'll ride every roller coaster ever invented. Let's go.
Same.
And DZ's like, that's funny. And I go, it's not that weird though, because you're going so fast, you don't realize you're up high. That's how I feel about roller coasters.
That's not what I found funny. What I found, because I sympathize and agree with you 100%. I hate heights. I'm scared of them. But you put me on a roller coaster, I become a thrill seeker.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
For sure.
What I found funny is where you prefer to sit on the dang roller coaster, dog. That's what I found goofy.
I'm just saying, I said, where do you sit? And DZ, what did you say?
Bruh, back or nothing. You gotta sit in the last row.
I thought you sit in the front. You sit in the back?
You gotta sit in the back.
The back's even worse.
The back is the best.
I'm a middle person on a roller coaster all day, every day. I don't want to be in the front seat, and I don't want to be in the back seat because that sucks. So I'm surprised you pick the back, DZ. I thought you would be the front row guy on a roller coaster.
I don't like the front row because I feel like I'm just staring at tracks the whole time, and you can feel all of the resistance from the pulley system that the roller coasters operate from, right? Like the mechanical system that helps it. You know, give it the propulsion up and gives it through the loop-de-loops, all that stuff. You can see it.
All the engineering they do to make it awesome, whatever it is.
It kills the experience. Yeah, it kills the experience for me because you're literally looking at it the whole time. Mm-hmm. The middle is boring because you're just staring at the back of somebody's head, not enjoying nothing. The back is the best because you get all the drag, you get all of the views, and you can scream as loud as you want, and you don't got to worry about nothing.
I don't understand. I just don't agree. The middle all day. And then there's the weirdos who sit in the front. 414-533-1037. Where are you sitting on a roller coaster? And why? That's what I want to know. And if you aren't in the middle, why? And if you're in the back, again, why?
We actually seeking the thrills. The middle is the most boring. The front is the dumbest. The back is the best. I said what I said.
Don't make me take you on the tilt-a-whirl this year, DZ, and all the 4th of July festivals, because I will. I'll be like, listen, where are you sitting on the tilt-a-whirl? Talk to me. Where are we going on this one?
Every seat, because we spinning, boys.
Seriously, 414-533-1037. Oh, there go the phones. Where are you sitting on a roller coaster, and what's wrong with you if it's not in the middle? That's what we're going to talk
Who's
about
holding
next.
The bags?
103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. We're talking about where you sit on a roller coaster and why. Because clearly the middle's the best. DZ says the back is the best.
Nobody in my entire life but you has ever said the middle's the best.
Well, let me tell you what. It's not. I'm not sitting in the front or the back, which means I'm in the middle. And second row's fine. First row, absolutely not. No, thank you. Chris Fair. Is in Heartland. Hi, Chris. Oh, wait. Is this Chris? No, this is Julian. Julian. Ah. Julian in Milwaukee. Whoa. Hey, Julian.
Mix it up.
You're the one we were just talking about, going to Great America this weekend. So where are you sitting?
I'm going back. Front row.
Front row. Turn front your radio row. Down, Julian. Turn your radio down. You're a front row guy. Well, that would make sense why he would want to be at Six Flags on Memorial Day weekend. He's that guy. He's the front
Explain
row guy.
Explain yourself. What makes you like the front row so much? Why? I don't get it.
Because you can see everything coming, and it's like, I get your point sitting in the back, maybe, because it's like you're the last car that goes over and you get the like highest advantage point, but front row, you're filling everything.
Yeah. All right, Julian. Well, we think you need to see a therapist, and that's all I'm going to say about that. And have a great time in the front row, Julian. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
All right, later. Peace, fam.
All right, for real, though, now I can go to Chris in Heartland. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Morning. Good morning. Love y'all.
Aw, thank you.
Well, you back, man. Appreciate
Where
it.
Where are you sitting on the roller coaster?
So I got to go with DZ. I'm sitting in the back. You get the most propulsion, the most fun. Plus, you can see everybody else's reaction. I'm sitting in the back.
What?
Yes, sir. My man.
You guys, why do you want to be in the way back? It seems like the least fun to me. I don't understand.
It gives you the most giggle factor, man.
Oh, man.
I'll sit in the front if it's the Superman where they tilt you on your belly and then you're just like floating in outer space.
Oh, hell no.
Most of the time.
No. My eyes are going to be closed Touché. The whole time. Okay?
If we're talking Six Flags, I agree with my man's there. If you're on a Superman-specific ride, then yeah, the front is kind of lit.
And you guys may make fun of me for this. I'm going to admit something. Not only do I love roller coasters, guess what I do when we go down the hill?
What?
I close my eyes.
No, you don't.
Swear to God. And I
you
love every
the whole trip.
No, my stomach feels it. My stomach feels it. Everything drops. I get the gravity, the sensation, I get the excitement, the thrill seeking. My eyes are closed though, I'll tell you that much.
Wow. But,
yeah.
For the record, this is your judge, jury, and executioner from 2 weeks ago. Am I the jerk with mother-in-law who didn't pay the tab? Backseat.
All right, Chris, have a good day.
Chris.
Bye. Bye. All right, next up, we have got Travis in Milwaukee. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good. Are you in the front, back, or middle when you're riding a roller coaster? Which way are you going?
I gotta take front all day. I don't see how you like the middle. I don't get it.
I don't see how you like the front. It's too much, man. It's too much.
You see everything. You're looking down at it.
Exactly. That's the problem.
You feel it. That's why I like it. The thrill.
So what do you do then if you're with somebody though who isn't a front rider? That's the next question. Which way? What are you going to do? Like, say you're there with your date and they go, "I'm not riding in the front." Then what happens?
Well, I mean, then I'll work with them. That's fine, but I'll tell them they got to go in the front with me at least once.
Okay.
At least on one coaster. Yeah.
And then you're breaking up with them because they don't sit in the front of the roller coaster.
Hey, listen, I am not a stranger. We will split at the next coaster. If I'm trying to sit at the back and you're not down, we can sit with different people. I don't care.
Yeah.
That does sound fun in the back, the way he explains it. So I'm going to have to try the back next time.
It's like a mullet.
Travis, listen, you try the back, in the back, I'll try the front.
The business is in the front, the party's in the back. You know what, DZ, shut up. Okay, I just picked up on that joke. Goodbye, Travis, and maybe DZ too.
Later, dog.
Bye. Unbelievable what you just said. Let me open the text here and see what people are saying, because we're talking about where's the best place to sit on a roller coaster. We got into an argument about this. Somebody said, OMG, I hate heights and having and have pics from Six Flags. Why are my eyes closed on all the rides? My eyes are closed on all the rides. I mean, I don't think that's that strange, DZ.
I mean, I used to close my eyes. I did. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. But I kind of enjoy looking around, enjoying the atmosphere, being able to see everything.
Tell Sammy, in the background, we're taking him on a roller coaster, and that will put him to sleep, okay? We're going to traumatize him. We're going to put him in the front if he doesn't stop talking.
When my son screams in the background when we're on air, I scream in the back of the roller coaster at Six Flags.
Absolutely. Somebody texted in and said the back has the most chance, oh God, of catching throw up from others. That's disgusting.
Why do you have to ruin some people's days like that?
I mean, that just grosses me out. Somebody said,
why you gotta do me like that?
I sit in the front. Another one. I sit in the front because I'm afraid of someone throwing up. What? I've never had that fear on a roller coaster in my life.
I think they just made me a front roller coaster sitter off of that reason alone.
Seriously, you guys grossing me out right now. Ugh.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.